We'll be discovering later Robin's experience during his 53 years working within the National Health Service in the UK. But first, I took to the wards in Calcutta. Each morning, the round meeting gathers doctors from across the hospital to brainstorm challenging cases. The meeting closes with all standing for the Institute's Hippocratic Oath, blasting over the tannoy.
I will apply, for the benefit of the sick, all measures that are required, avoiding those twin traps of overtreatment and therapeutic nihilism. I will remember that there is art to medicine, as well as science, and that warmth, sympathy, and understanding may outweigh the surgeon's knife or the chemist's drug. I will not be ashamed to say I know not, nor will I fail to call on my colleagues when the skills of another are needed for a patient's recovery.
One of the cases presented was this boy.
My name is Muhammad Ahmad Islam.
And how old are you?
12 years.
And how do you feel?
Bahut dard ho raha pair mein aur peet mein.
He says he's having a tremendous back pain that is causing his gait difficulty. He's unable to walk properly. And aur kya ho raha hai beta?
Peet mein bahut dard ho raha hai.
He's unable to get up when he sits down, and that's the main problem. When he's sitting, he's unable to get up, or when he's walking, he's having the back pain.
To find out why Mal Mahidmand Islam, who's also affectionately called Babu for short, is experiencing these symptoms, I met with his attending doctor.
I'm Rishikesh Kumar. I'm head of neurology in Institute of Neurosciences, Kolkata. Babu is a 12 years old male, and he's following me with me for the last 2 years. Very strange case, because he came with a sudden onset difficulty in walking and pain all over body. So when you have such case, you think of spinal cord disease because both limbs are not working properly. But when we examined the patient had a lot of symptoms, but no sign. That means while he was lying down, he could move his leg. So quite intriguing. We did all the investigations that included MRI, blood test, and they all were normal. We gave some medicine, and that was very non-specific for pain, anti-inflammatory, and he responded in a few days' time. We were very happy that we missed some diagnosis, but he is all right. A few months later, he came with similar problem, and he had strange difficulty in walking. But what I noticed, that when you give him a small pull, a small push, he could maintain himself very well. He could maintain the balance.
So Babu went to visit Bona Shi. She's a research assistant at the Neuroscience Institute, Kolkata, who's working on movement disorders.
Now, I'm just asking him to walk with support of with the both hands, and then I'll ask him to walk on the gait right.
And the gait right is a mat that's probably about 6 metres long, and it's got many sensors in it that can pick up the movement and the pressure that's being applied as the patient walks.
I'm asking him to walk on this gait right mat, and he has to walk middle of this because these are the sensors. So whenever he will be walking on this mat, his foot impressions will be recorded in the gait right machine so that we can record it and assess it.
And how many sensors are there within this 6 meter mat?
There are millions of sensors in the mat. So that wherever he keeps his foot, the foot impression is captured. All the foot pressure, the length, the stride length, the step time, everything is captured from this gait right machine to the computer.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
And with a bit of encouragement, Medislam is able to walk across the sensor mat, and his footprints and the gait will have been measured whilst he was walking.
These are the temporal and spatial temporal parameters. Those are getting recorded from the foot impressions of this young boy.
And what will that information help to tell us?
This information can, whenever he comes next time, we can compare the footfalls and we can see what's the difference with medicine, with the medication, and we can see whether it is a psychogenic or something else.
I went back to speak with Dr. Rishikesh Kumar to find out what this gait walking test revealed about Babu.
You can call it magic carpet, which is about 20 feet long and 3 feet wide. It has thousands of sensors embedded in it. So when a person walks on that, all the gait parameters, they are transmitted to the computer. So you can see that what is the speed of gait, what is the stride length, with what force the patient had put his one foot on the mat. There are different parameters which are a little technical, like swing time, single support time, that means how long the right foot is on the ground, double support time, that how long the both feet are on the ground. So there are at least 20 parameters we can measure by that mat. This has been used in only 3 centers in India and a few centers all over the world. Can we use this walkway as a biomarker for different diseases? So what we are doing, when we know the diagnosis of Parkinson's disease, or when we know the diagnosis of, say, a stroke, we ask the patient to walk on that. And we are collecting huge number of data on that mat. And we are seeing a very clear pattern that Parkinson's disease, they have different pattern. Those having only stroke, they have different pattern. There's another thing known as hydrocephalus, means water in the brain. They also have walking difficulty and they have different pattern. We can fix a pattern for each diagnosis. And then if we don't know the diagnosis, we ask the patient to walk on that, and at least with the software, this can give the hint that this is Parkinson's disease or vascular Parkinsonism or hydrocephalus and likewise. For Babu, we used him to walk on that because all the diseases, what we talked about, Parkinson's disease, vascular Parkinsonism, spinal cord problem, which is known as myelopathy, they should have a constant pattern when they walk. In his case, what we saw, that he had walking difficulty, but pattern kept on changing. That goes in favor of a non-organic, that means psychogenic disorder, rather than organic disorder, because any organic disorder, the pattern will remain same in all the walks. In Babu's case, it was different every time. So that was the clue that he has psychogenic walking disorder rather than true walking disorder. That gave us an idea that something is wrong, not physically, psychologically. So we discussed the case with our psychiatrist.
And so Babu, his family and myself took a lift down to another ward, since the doctors weren't sure if Babu's symptoms were due to inflammation around his spinal cord or if it was an emotional reaction to stress. A psychiatric assessment was required.
My name is Dr. Praveen Kumar. I'm a consultant child and adolescent psychiatrist.
And you just spent the last hour speaking with Mohammad Islam, and his nickname's Babu's family, and then also spending half an hour chatting with Babu himself. Yeah. What did you find out during that consultation?
First session, like I just devoted this session to establish a rapport with the child. Okay, so this is a case which is referred from a neurologist. Okay, they have investigated for all neurological diseases, and they are suspecting there is some psychological component may be associated with this child. I thought during the first session, I'll be just establishing a rapport with the child. That means I just, as you saw, like I asked about his positive things, what he likes to do, which are the activities he's good at.
And he mentioned sports, and then he got really stuck into some mathematical calculations that you laid out for him.
He said, like, he's good at maths, he's good at sports. Okay, he got, then when we appreciated him, he said that I got a certificate for some race, running race in his school. So this is the way we establish a rapport with a child. Then you are going into deep and explore the issues, other issues.
And during the meeting today with all the doctors, so this case was brought up, the doctors needed to discuss in order to try and find out what the problem was. One of Babu's possible diagnoses could have been Munchausen's disease by proxy. Can you tell us a little bit about what that is and how you can diagnose it if it is the case for Babu?
Okay, Munchausen syndrome is symptoms. A child will present with some physical symptoms for which there are no physiological cause or no physical cause. Okay, and when the child is doing these symptoms consciously, then you say it's a Munchausen syndrome. Sometimes child may present with a certain physical symptoms, although child is not doing it voluntarily. These symptoms are created by the caregiver.
So it may be that the caregiver, whether it's the brother or the father or, or the parents, are stressed, and then it's manifesting itself within Babu.
Yeah, but we have to explore. It's not clear, like, is it a Munchausen syndrome? Actually, in children, we say it's a kind of dissociation disorder.
And I left Dr. Kovin Kumar to answer his phone.